guys. Welcome to a new episode of our podcast. Today, we wanted to really explore a bit what it means to be a woman in 2024. Given that today is International Women's Day, we thought it would be the best opportunity to talk about that and how we feel we need to conform or not to society these days from our perspective as women.
Yeah. We probably should. There's this. There have been societal norms throughout the ages, right? And I feel that generally human beings, but possibly women more than others, feel this need to be accepted and embraced for what they are. And with that in mind, if we have this need to be accepted, we probably look to be compliant to society's standards, or at least not to step outside of the norm, and generally be where society tells us to be. Of course, the norms have been very different throughout the ages. And in 2024, I feel we live in a time where nothing or almost everything is different than when it's what it used to be for our mothers, for our grandmothers, for sure. And the societal norms and the asks when it comes to how a woman is supposed to be or what a woman needs to do have changed significantly. Also, we live in quite different cultures. I'm in Romania, that's in Eastern Europe, obviously. Alex is in London in the United Kingdom, and for sure you notice significant differences, Alex, don't you? Between what a woman is asked to be or to do in Romania as opposed to the UK.
Yeah, I feel like there's definitely a difference. And whilst I think, you know, Romania is definitely way more, let's say, advanced, for lack of a better term, than other more patriarchal societies, I still feel like it's not where the West is, where UK is and other countries. Mm. And it's hard. Maybe it's not that hard. I don't know about you, Monica, and how you feel about this. But for me, because I can compare, right, because I've been in Romania for a while and worked there, and then I moved to UK for a while now and worked here and you know, lived here. And yeah, I would say without living here, maybe you can't really grasp just how different it is. But once you do, yeah, you there's like subtle things, right? So you don't necessarily notice them until you know otherwise, if that makes sense. And then you can be like, yeah, okay, I get it. Not that, and all that to say, and this is going to maybe sound bad for Romania, but it is what it is. It's, I think, the truth. All that to say, even when I was in Romania, I noticed these patterns. I just didn't realize just how ingrained they were until I moved out of the country. So,
yeah, it makes sense completely. You can't tell, and you don't know any different than if you're already in a different environment that has different rules, a different setup, and regards women differently. Of course, we must not forget the communist years in Romania that still have such a deep weight on how Romanians behave and live and treat women, and how the Romanian society embraces women. In the sense that, of course, now the better educated we are, the more we travel outside of Romania, the more we are exposed to different cultures, the more we realize that we can maybe benefit to behave in a more civilized manner and in a manner that treats all individuals equally, regardless of the sex they have. But yeah, that's valid for the newer generations of Romanians, I would say. Possibly those who are our age or even younger. Yeah. Although even those people still live under the inheritance of the communist era that their parents have lived in.
Yeah, maybe that as well, but and I'm probably not gonna gain fans right now, but that's my opinion regardless. I feel like religion is a big part of this. So actually a bigger part than communism. I feel like religion is kind of the base for almost treating women unequal, right? So it stems from something more at the core of the society, I would say the communism, because that was just a period in Romania, right? Whilst I know, Romania is a quite religious country. So I feel this is actually the underlying, more of the underlying cause of why these beliefs that are, not good for the society as a whole. And I think people fail to realize that, once a society actually gives equal rights to all its members, it grows as a society. So it's not a disadvantage to anyone. And giving equal rights to everyone is not taking from the rights of anyone, if that makes sense. So it's not like, oh, if I give you more rights, I'm gonna lose mine. That's not how it
Or I'm
works.
going to lose my power.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, as I said, it's been, it's if you look at how the world grew basically in countries and so on, you can see a clear pattern that the more, let's say, equal opportunities countries have, the better they are in terms of, all the like social, economic status, everything.
Yeah, and we can look at the highest developing countries in Europe, for instance, such as, I don't know, maybe the UK, maybe the Netherlands or Germany or France, or and look at their socioeconomic status worldwide, and then compare that against to other countries such as Romania, and clearly notice the differences there. But yes, I support your vision when it comes to religion. I think even in this day and age, regardless of whether it's still a communist country or not, Romania is still dealing with a lot of religious beliefs and behavior and attitudes that might sometimes prevent people to see equality regardless of the sex, and to render to offer you same chances to all genders and to all sexes. I have to say, this is also in connection with age, in the sense that in large urban, crowded areas, as in the big cities in Romania, people tend to be less religious and more focused on other things. And this is corroborated with the fact that they are either educated outside of the country or really open to traveling and to experiencing different environments and different cultures, and this is what truly opens their eyes. This is also reflective when it comes to relationships, I think, because I have this point that I would really like to make in this episode, and that is men versus women, or should I say men and women? Because I have several male friends that are single, and I have several female friends that are also single, and they are out there, they're on the market, they're in the dating world, and their stories, on one hand, they're really horrendous, on the other hand, they're super sad, but the red thread from their stories that I derive is that we are all becoming more and more disconnected, and by that I mean that we have less and less patience to explore the other person, less and less availability to give them a chance, or too high expectations, while maybe the less expectations that we have are upon us. So it feels to me that we are somehow constantly at war with the opposite gender, with the opposite sex. And it's so difficult for single men and women to actually find someone, much more difficult than it used to be in the past, a few tens of years ago, back in the days of our parents, for instance. On the other hand, one of my friends who's single has this friend that actually who actually lives in London, and the stories she tells are not entirely different, but you can tell that she's dating, she's being single in this in the London world, right? So that's a bit that's a whole different landscape. Do you have any insights on this? Do you have any single friends that are having difficulties finding someone, or what's it like in there?
Yeah, and I feel like we've touched a bit upon this in our love special episode, which if you guys haven't seen, go check that out. And you know, about how we can be so independent, and this is maybe not related just to women, but just in general, right? But because we're talking about women, like specific to that, we can be so independent that we actually don't need anyone else, but also care to discover someone else to give them the chance to help, or just to be there, actually, not even help, even if we don't need them, if that makes sense. So I feel like that's one of the maybe challenges. That's not to say that I don't think we should be independent. I think that's awesome. It's just it sometimes can be, yeah, it sometimes can be maybe one of the I don't know, reasons maybe why it becomes more difficult to, well, as I said, it's just you're so used to be on your own that it becomes difficult to get someone to be there with
Yeah,
you, if that makes
that's
sense.
highly problematic, I think.
And then, you know, just having yeah, I don't know, high expectations, which is also great, but then you know, finding someone that matches those expectations can be challenging as well. So yeah, I feel like those
Absolutely.
might be two of the reasons why, you know, even here, or not even here, but here as well, yeah, it's getting challenging to find that relationship. But again, it depends on what you want, right? And not everyone is looking for a relationship or
I believe it's really great that women have finally, after tens and tens of years of lesser rights and lesser activities that might have ensured their independence. I think it's wonderful and absolutely amazing that women have started to secure their independence, to gain enough money on their own, for them to support themselves on their own without the help of a couple environment and without the help of others, their families or men. At the same time, of course, women are doing this not necessarily out of fear that they might be left on their own, but simply, with the concept of safety and security in mind. And that's a super commonsensical logic, I find. At the same time, men are accusing us of losing the values that actually make us feminine, in the sense that they claim that not necessarily that they don't give a lot of fucks about how independent we are, about the high pay job that we have, and that they'd much rather we're caring more about the couple, about household priorities, and so on and so forth. And they claim that this lookout, this our seek, our attempt to find independence is what makes us less feminine and therefore less attractive to them. So that's one perspective that we can analyze or have a look at, but it's a reality, it seems, at least for men.
I think that's a reality for some men. I don't think it is, I don't know statistic wise how many. But it's definitely not, you know, all men. And I feel that the ones that, you know, think of it this way are the ones that have stopped growing with society and with the time. So again, probably not gaining fans, but this is, you know, it's as a species, as a society, we continue to grow and develop and hopefully improve. And you know how it is. You either, you know, adapt and change and move with the times, or you're just gonna get stuck in the past, and it's probably not gonna be a good time for you. So I feel like, you know, women being independent and having equal opportunities and rights and all of that is something that should have been the case from the beginning of time. So it's long, long overdue. And the fact that with all of that, you know, some men are still, you know, they're not catching up, then, you know, and that's not to say that, you know, that means that, oh, completely, we should just never have a conversation, or, you know, never try to, I feel like, you know, explain how this doesn't have anything to do with how feminine you are, or, you know, again, taking rights from them or anything like that. So definitely, I feel like that should happen. But for that to happen, they also need to be open to that conversation. So.
Yeah, it's only logical that as societies grow and evolve, it's only logical that the norms, the expectations, the way couples look, it's only logical that they're different, right? So yeah, I guess we gotta keep up the pace with what happens.
Yeah, pretty much. And as I said, I feel like, again, as you evolve, as you give more rights to all individuals in your society, the whole society grows and gains from it. So everybody is kind of elevated, really, at the end of the day. And yeah, I feel like, you know, Romania is a bit behind UK. And that might be, as we said at the beginning, you know, because it could be also because of communism. I think it's, as I said, also due to religion. And there might be other factors as well that,
Absolutely. No, but it's I haven't actually noticed this, you know, this clinging onto the values of the past from men that were secure of themselves. And I mean, you know, if you feel threatened that the woman has suddenly more power, more income, more independence, is offered equal pay, or possibly the opportunity to have the same job, probably that's, I mean, it's clear where the problem lies, right? Because I feel this world is so huge and full of opportunities that are just, you know, out there for us to grab them. You can't possibly feel threatened that a woman will, you know, will steal your thunder. So
Yeah,
that's how I see things.
all that to say, though, I feel like overall, as a whole, you know, not just Romania or UK, but in general, I feel like there is still, so with all the, let's say, better opportunities right now, if we go towards more so what kind of society requires of you, or, you know, what you need to do to conform, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of still pressure, especially on women. I feel like, you know, to always look beautiful, to not age. There's, you know, billions and billions of money in you know, beauty and fashion, but especially like beauty care products, usually targeted, most of them I'd say for women. The majority of them, right? It's like, oh, this is for your wrinkles. This is if you want, you know, I don't know, fuller lips. This is, so it always kind of tells you, like, this is wrong, or, you know, this
You
is what you
shouldn't
need.
age. You shouldn't be old. You shouldn't have any sort of wrinkles at all.
And here's what we can give you to help you, right? Or you're, you know, too fat, too thin, too tall, too short, too, you know, whatever it is. And again, it's not to say that men don't have, you know, I've seen this as well, and I feel there is pressure for men as well to, you know, look good
Oh, yeah.
and maybe, you know, have maybe not necessarily a six pack, but, you know, close maybe. But I feel like overall there's way more pressure on women still. And if you look at the aging thing again, it's like, oh, you know, we don't necessarily tend to really discuss how men age, but we tend to focus a lot on, you know, women aging and how they look or don't look as good and whatever. And I just feel like we shouldn't focus at all on that, regardless of your, gender. But I feel like that's what it is. And it's whether or not you realize it, even as a woman, you have, I feel like you have all these pressures that you're kind of doing because you've always, you've been conditioned like that your entire life.
You know, I feel that as long as society and men will tell women that our value decreases more and more as we age, the more and more profit cosmetics companies and plastic surgeons will make. Because obviously we are obsessed for our butts and faces to be super tight, for our boobs to be huge, and for our wrinkles to not show, and for our gray hairs to not show. And this is because we, there are clues everywhere in the air, in the society, in the conversations. And there's this pressure that the older you get as a woman, the less value you have, the less reproductive capacity you have, the less value you bring to the man, to the society, to the couple. So as long as this we have this narrative, then of course women will be obsessed with not getting any younger. At the same time, obviously, there's a huge pressure on men still for them to be the providers of the family and of the couple. Maybe this varies from culture to culture, but generally, I don't think there should be a competition of whose pressure is higher. We should just, in my yogic approach, I feel that we are becoming more and more separate as men versus women, as humans, as individuals. And yoga and common sense tell us that we are actually part of a whole, and we have the universe within us, and we are part of the universe ourselves. So we have to collaborate, we have to be together, not necessarily in couples or friend super close friendship relationships, but we have to coexist. And this is only possible when we listen, when we understand the opposite sex, and when we try to to coexist, I guess. And this has become more and more difficult, I feel, nowadays. It's like we're competing against each other instead of being with each other and liking each other.
Yeah, I feel like it's a bit, it can be, complex. Because, for instance, how to kind of word this properly, but basically, if you, as a woman, go, I don't know, have an interaction. I was going to say go to work and have an interaction, kind of relating it to the work environment. Have an interaction with a man that is kind of, he's already having this opinion on you just because you're a woman. So without knowing anything about you, without, he's just like straight on with that. It becomes very hard for you as a woman then to be like, oh, okay, let me, let me still talk to you and explain to you, or not, or, just let me have that close relationship with you while you completely dismiss me just because I'm a woman. So that's why I feel like it can, become more complex. To your point, I agree. We should all, seek to, connect and understand each other and have those open conversations. But again, when someone, already kind of dismisses you, as I said, just based on something without knowing anything else, why would you even try?
Yeah, why would you bother?
Kind of turn your back on it and be like, hey, goodbye, good luck, and that creates that rift, and you're not going to go back, and he's not going to care, probably, or he already thought of you, whatever. So he's going to stick to his opinion, probably just enforcing that opinion. And you're definitely not going to, try convince him otherwise, even though he never gave you a chance.
Yeah, it's very off-putting, isn't it? It's very off-putting. And again, as I've mentioned earlier, I don't see any circumstance in which men should be threatened by women's power or newly gained independence. I think it really, it shouldn't take much wisdom to see that we should be able to converse and coexist and cooperate, collaborate, work together, love each other. But yeah, it has become apparent that we need to be very wise to see these differences and embrace them as such, and not wish that the opposite sex, is less than what it has become to be. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've had, numerous, even here, maybe not numerous, but like quite a few occasions throughout the time working here, and some of my colleagues as well, my female colleagues as well, have had, we all have stories and moments where, we were either in a meeting with a client or at work just with other colleagues or whatever it was, and there was, sometimes like an actual direct remark that you're like, you just, it just puts you off guard. And it's also, it's very clear from that they just, again, they just feel like, oh, you shouldn't be there because you're a woman. And it's very
It's just
sexist, of course.
terrible.
So yeah, one of my colleagues, she, this is, she went to a meeting and they were all men there except for her, and she was working in IT. That's, I work in IT. So she was an engineer for the company I was working. So she went there and she was like the technical expert, right?
Right.
And so when she started to like talk about it, and there was like a meeting to discuss some design options there, it doesn't matter, for a software, there was actually a guy there that just said to her, he's like, are you're the technical expert. She's like, yeah, why? He's like, oh, I
Unbelievably
just,
so.
yeah. And he's like, I just thought you would be a guy. So he just straight out
Oh my God.
just told her that. Yeah. And that's been a few
That's
years ago.
shocking.
Yeah. And this happened in UK. I can't remember, like exactly, if those guys were British or whatever, but it was just, she was, and she didn't, she kind of, didn't let it faze her. She's like, yeah, well, what can I
Here
tell
I
you?
am.
Yeah, this is what you're getting for this one. So you either work with me or, we're not gonna do this. But
Better
it's
get
so
used to it.
offensive. Like, why would you
Yeah,
even tell me
extremely
that?
so. Yeah.
Oh, I just thought you would be a guy. Oh, okay, cool. What should I say to
Well,
that?
the expectation is that, of course, maybe, it just the remark came from a place of pure rudeness and he was just being an asshole. At the same time, it's quite normal that there are several industries where men are prevalent as opposed to, the quantity of women who work in those industries. But the point is to give the opportunity, not to favor, but to give the opportunity to everyone, regardless of their sex, of their gender, to be a part of that industry. Obviously, you would think that IT or high tech or telecom or whatever, these tech industries would be populated largely in a significant manner more than men. And it's normal. I mean, there are very few women film directors, for instance, and we have plenty of examples. But that's not the point. The point is to not to, to make sure they can be one if they want to make sure that we foster the environment for everyone to access that opportunity if they want to. I think this is what we should aim at. At the same time, the corporations have this forced targets, diversity when it comes to, let's just refer to the gender diversity. And of course, we know that corporations have these targets now more and more. And it's quite a sensitive topic because how can you force it? Everyone's on the lookout to hire the best person who can fill that role and to meet the expectations that the company has from that specific role. At the same time, equal opportunity means the same opportunity for all genders, not favoring one gender. So, yeah.
Yeah, I can tell you from my side, although I may be a bit biased, but I try not to. As a manager, and as a person that has been managing people for quite a bit, that I always, always interview people, and select them based on their skills. So I don't care at all, so to speak, about anything else. I just care if you're a fit for that job. And you know, with that, there's always been, I'd say, a good mix between, you know, men and women in my teams. And I feel like giving equal opportunities is just basically that, looking at the resume and going, okay, I don't care, you know, about your gender. I
Of
don't care about
course.
anything. Are
Of
you,
course.
you know, within what I'm looking for, that I'm going to interview you, that I'm going to, and then we'll see, you know, who's the best at that. And you know, with that, things will filter themselves, if that makes sense, right? So,
Naturally.
yeah, exactly. But I feel that sometimes there are still, you know, there's still situations in which you would have a job and you advertise for it, and then you just pick specific people based on other things outside of the requirements for the job, right? And you don't even end up interviewing women or other, let's say, you know, whatever your diversity, you know, whatever targets you have, I guess.
Yeah, we are humans. We fall prey to the biases that we have when it comes to genders and their suitability for filling out a specific role.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, you then, and you can't prove that, right? So you can't prove that someone had, you know, 100 CVs, and out of those 100, let's just say, you know, they got five out and they were only guys, and the only reason that was it was because they favored, you know, the guys. Or maybe they got 10 out and they interviewed both, but they actually knew from the beginning, you know, whatever, they were biased anyway from the beginning. So you can't prove this, right? So you, it could be the case, and I still feel it is the case. And then, you know, you end up with these companies now that they're like, okay, we need to increase the percentage of this or that, right? Because
Artificially.
we are only white middle-aged guys here, so we need to diversify that. And I'll tell you sort of kind of funny joke on this. One of my colleagues, she's also a senior manager. And now the company she works for, all her managers are, it just happened to be her white middle-aged bald guys. So she was in a meeting with, like,
Shock her, that one.
yeah, it was her and her three other like senior managers. One of them, two of them were like her boss and her boss's boss, whatever. And she was in a video call with them, and her son, who's like, I think, seven, he just you know, stepped into the room, saw, you know, everyone on the video call, and he's like, oh, okay, so if you wanna end up like a, you know, a super boss or whatever, because I think she calls them that, it doesn't matter, but she's like, he's like, if you want to end up like a super boss, you have to be bald. So yeah, she's like, okay, no, but fair point. So you know, and it is like that, right? He's a kid, so he just noticed it straight away.
Of
And
course.
you know, I've been in instances, just because, maybe also because I've been in IT, and as we know, you know, IT
It's a man's
finance is a,
world.
it is, yeah. But I've been in quite a few instances throughout uni as well, and then workplaces where, you know, I was kind of the only woman there, or amongst the very, very few. Or I was the target sometimes, or not necessarily, but they would hire me. They'd be like, "Yay, we have a woman." So I'm used to it as well, and I don't necessarily notice it. And I don't see men as like, if I'm just, you know, myself with just men, I don't see that like, oh, that's a bad thing or whatever. We're not, if we're all there based on our skills, it doesn't really matter. That's just how it
Of
ended up.
course.
But you notice it, and especially when, you know, other people tell you, or your son tells you, you're like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, it feels like there's a bit of you know, this
It's so
person
funny,
here.
but he was stating a plain, true fact, wasn't he? So
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
let's just teach our kids to live. Let's hope they live in a world where no such remarks are needed, because in order for one to be a super boss, they don't have to be a bold man, white
Bald
bold
white,
man in their
middle-aged
40s.
man. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
let's hope
But
not.
it is common.
Still is.
Yeah,
Yeah.
still is. So yeah, I think, it's a challenge still. It's a challenge. It doesn't matter the country. And there's still a lot of work to be done, so to speak, and there's still a lot of growth to be had. Which, in that regard, there's always going to be that, I think, right? We're always going to try and improve, as I said. But yeah, I don't, even if things aren't the same as they were like 50 years ago, for sure, there's still room for improvement.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have to, hope and pray for people to be open and to gain a mentality that at least, if there is no equality, let's not put the other genders down for and think of them as being unsuitable for whatever job there is.
Yeah, and as I said, if we've always had targets. I think in all the companies that I've worked for, or eventually they ended up having targets, as in, we need to have this percentage of women, and then also another target was we need to have this percentage of women in, senior positions, right?
Yeah,
Senior
leadership
roles,
positions.
leadership, exactly, because you would look at, again, some of the environments I've been in, and when they did the statistic, it was like, okay, there was no woman in a leadership position, almost.
That's just
So
terrible.
yeah.
I refuse to
Yeah.
believe that no women applied or there were no women to promote.
Oh,
Honestly,
for
this is
sure,
not
for sure.
possible. This
No,
is not
it's
possible.
not. And I've seen it, when they did set targets. What do you know? They found really, really good, competent, awesome women in that they could, get into or promote
Yeah, because there's
into the
plenty of us
leadership.
out there. Plenty of
There you
us out there.
go. It's just so yeah, as I said, I think things definitely improved, and there's still a lot of things that need to still improve. And I think for us as women as well. It's all this conditioning, as I said, that we kind of need to deconstruct and unlearn. And I think it's hard.
Oh yeah.
It's very hard. And it's not just the whole sort of beauty industry and all of that. It's also just this kind of, being in competition with one another, right? Again, something you're conditioned. Oh, that, instead of supporting each other and lifting each other up, we're like, I don't know, this
She's gonna get take
person.
my man. She's gonna take my job.
Exactly, yeah, she's whatever it is. Or the other thing, like, oh, look at whatever she's dressed in, whatever she looks like, right? That, and I think that's also very much the conditioning of the society. And I realize this sometimes. I get these thoughts, and I'm like, why do I even care? All the
We
power
are
to
harsh
her, you know?
judges. Yeah, I think we're harsh judges of other women. We as women are harsh judges of other women because it's also society that has been telling us how to be, how to look like, and how long our skirts should be. So if we look at each other through that lens, then yeah, we will judge.
And also, if you think about it, what's the easiest way to kind of remove power from a group is kind of disconnecting
Of
that group,
course,
So
divide
if
et
you
impera. Yeah.
exactly, so if you are like, okay, they hate each other, so to speak, or whatever, our work is done.
They'll be
And
busy,
again,
they'll be busy gossiping and putting each other down, so their power will be diluted, their chances will be diluted.
yeah, absolutely. And not to say, again, it's not saying all men or all society, whatever, but it is the case, right? And it's, this is just something that I guess everyone that has ever thought about power knows or has come across that.
You either come across or don't. I mean, it really matters with whom you associate. I honestly, in my own little bubble, I can't really say I've met men who were rejecting and not embracing women and asking women to be super traditional and not have high-paid jobs or not be independent or just stay at home and cook and clean. I haven't, luckily, I haven't come across any of that. But yeah, maybe the vibe you put out there, I don't know. That's how
Yeah, I
it
think
goes.
it's that as well, right? And you tend to surround yourself with people that you want to be surrounded by, so to speak. So, but I know of individuals, let's just say, that have opted for a more traditional, let's say, woman. Again, there's nothing wrong with that if that's something you
If it's
find
right
and
up your
that's
alley, then
yeah.
fine, whatever.
But I know that has been the case in their, let's say, selection or choosing of their life partner.
It has to do a lot with how you've grown, how you were raised, the values that you were taught. So probably also whatever you saw at home, you're trying to not necessarily imitate, but unconsciously seek. So probably that's how it is. But now on International Women's Day, I just like to extend a thanks to all men that see us as partners and as equals and not as competitors. So, yeah, and also thanks to all the women who try to support each other instead of putting each other down.
Yeah, I totally echo that. Really, thanks to all the people that have still, some kindness and some humanity there. And yeah, they choose to lift up other people rather than put them down, regardless of the gender. I don't know, Monica, anything else you want to add for today? I feel like there's
Yeah.
like all the topics, could have been, we could have talked for hours and hours, but we kind of need to end it at some point. So
Yeah, it's not a subject that you can touch upon and not reference its ramifications. But yeah. Well, luckily we have a podcast and we have an episode out every week. So plenty of other occasions to talk about women's condition and status in today's world and what we can do to support that.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. All right, well, that's us today, guys. If you've made it this far, again, thank you very much. And happy anniversary, I guess, to all women around the world, all the people that identify as women. And yeah, let's make sure we support each other and deconstruct the things that bring us down. That's it. Make sure again to like, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you next time with a new episode.
Happy International Women's Day. Bye.
Bye, guys.